Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young bros in the schoolyard.
Welcome to a very special episode of the Chris and Danny podcast. Chris, I said welcome to a very special episode.
Hi, Danny. Welcome.
Welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard. Welcome, America.
As I said before, this is a very special edition of the Chris and Danny podcast.
What are we going to be doing today?
Well, we got a little. I have a little surprise planned for you, Chris.
A surprise?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
That's a surprise. I decided that I was just on YouTube, and I was getting a little bit nostalgic, and I decided that we were just going to watch videos of all the intros to all the shows that we grew up watching. So we'll let the guests at home try to guess what we're watching, which episodes we're watching. I'm going to start one off. I guarantee you remember this, Chris.
I love this song.
I don't know why there's an apostrophe.
I know, I love that it's Different Strokes, Conrad Bain. How old do you think he was when they made this?
I don't know, man.
He
could have been 30.
No. I remember thinking that he was so cool.
Yeah.
You remember? Like, man, he's such a smartass. He doesn't take shit from anybody, no matter how big they are.
Has your opinion of him changed?
He still doesn't take shit from anybody. He's not that cool in real life, though.
A Different Strokes!
He's actually got a cigar in his mouth in the credits. I wonder if they realize.
All right.
See, they put so much time back then into...
Oh, yeah.
They had a full band. How long do you think they spent, like, crafting that song? That was a masterpiece.
I think
that was a composition.
They put more time and effort into that than they put into the actual show.
Yeah, but they don't need... This one doesn't even seem that long ago. I've seen these credits so often. I used to watch this all the time. Oh, God, this is so touching. They don't mind tugging at the heartstrings either.
Well, I'm trying to think if I ever cried from a sitcom when I was a kid. I definitely didn't cry from this. I hated this show.
You hated this show?
I did not like it at all. I didn't think it was that funny.
I liked it.
I didn't get it that much.
But I didn't get the... I didn't understand the political undertones when I was a kid. This kid just loved Ronald Reagan.
And Chris, I think
it seemed understandable to me,
I think we should start a cover band and we should just do all, like... Only do theme songs from the 80s.
Tina Yothers. I used to think she was hot.
We could get Jamie and Shoddy to learn the music all these and just play
that portrait. We need that portrait.
That's a great idea to get that portrait. I bet you they sell it on YouTube. Now, I didn't like Family Ties, but I'll tell you a show I did like, Chris.
We're jumping forward now. I vaguely remember this, but I don't remember the music of this.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, still to this day, I don't know why I liked Al.
This is just a jazz solo. Sexy, lone.
But I still don't understand why I liked Al. And looking at it now, it looks horrible.
No, looking at it now, I'm thinking, man, I want to see some Alf episodes. I still think Alf's funny.
I do too, but it just looks horrible. It looks so poorly done.
Yeah, but here's the thing with Alf. It almost looks like they know it's horrible and they're going to go with it, whereas with the other ones, take themselves seriously.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot he likes to eat cats.
Our friend.
Oh, I remember this part. Oh, man. I wonder if that's really him playing.
I think it is. Chris, let's do a little Alf reenactment. All right. Chris, have I lied to you?
Yes.
I meant today! That's the part I remember from Alf.
I love his voice.
All right, let's go to a kind of dress.
Jumping way forward into the 90s.
But this
I think.
Beginning takes itself very seriously. The song, at least.
See, I never got this. This doesn't match to me. So many of these just don't match at all.
The bathing suits on this are so awesome. They're exactly 80s. Not the ones that they wear, but the ones they show in the intro of the people on the beach.
I associate... Who's this guy?
With the mustache on the end.
What the hell is this show even about?
I love that's awesome. That.
It looks like a Double Mint commercial. This whole thing is just a Double Mint commercial. Oh, he's so serious. I hate that guy.
Who?
David Hasselhoff. He does think he's the coolest guy on the planet.
Yeah. Well, Germany's not helping.
What the hell? What is this show about?
You ever notice that Pamela Anderson has a large gap between her legs? I don't know how to say this. Like, usually girls, where their vagina is, the legs kind of touch a little bit, but hers just has this weird gap there. And look at that guy.
Yeah, it looks like she used this to have a horse cock.
Look at this, gets really homoerotic right here.
What? They cut off right as the cock is emerging. There's always wind blowing everywhere.
That's true.
How many people are on this show?
I love the song, though.
This is an updated version.
Michael Newman. He's running. Jesus.
Doesn't seem like an efficient way to get to an emergency.
Alright, let's go to one of the classics here. This we all know.
This song just doesn't end.
Do you like that one? Did you ever watch? I never watched Baywatch.
I don't think I ever really watched it. I saw... It was one of those just I always saw flipping through the channels, but I couldn't stay on it.
I couldn't...
And I get why people were like, oh, there's so many hot chicks in there. Like, yeah, I guess, but then I'm going to get naked. They're not that hot, right. You know, just to watch the show.
I never understood that either. This was the original full version song.
What city do you think this is set in?
That's tough to say.
I remember they go through every single landmark in San Francisco.
No kidding.
They're at the Fisherman's Wharf.
They really do. Stephanie really is fishing at Fisherman's Wharf.
I know. They're on a trolley car at one point.
When I was a kid, I thought Dave Coulier was the funniest.
They're at a Giants game, I think.
When I was a kid, I thought Dave Coulier was the funniest guy ever, and that Jesse, John Stamos, was the coolest guy ever.
Oh, here's Alcatraz.
Yep.
Just a big tourist ad for San Francisco.
No kidding. They're eating an It's It right there.
Oh, my God.
San Francisco treat.
Oh, he's eating a clam chowder in a bread bowl. Guys, those guys are such poon hounds. Every single landmark, they got the curved street.
Yeah,
everywhere you look, there's
you know
a
what's funny. I'll tell you what's ironic about that is now the house that they the house that they filmed Full House in is a landmark of San Francisco, which is kind of weird that we're talking about landmarks. But like, people go to San Francisco and see the house that they filmed Full House in.
They didn't film it in there.
Well, I mean, you know what I mean. They
yeah, but that house wasn't that. Aren't all those houses landmarks anyway?
Kind of. I would like to live in San Francisco for a while, but it's always rainy there. That's what I hate about it. Oh, here's another one that was this was actually I enjoyed watching this show. It seems like I shouldn't have enjoyed it, but...
I know where you're headed. This isn't a bad show. I gotta say, this was probably the easiestly recognizable by the first two notes.
I know.
Three notes.
You're a pal and a confidant.
I like that one of them was a whore. Do you think when you're 70 years old, you're going to be like, let's say your wife's dead, you're going to be like hella excited to go on a date with a 70-year-old female whore woman?
Maybe.
I remember she always had old boyfriends come in with like a sport jacket and a polo shirt on. And, come on, Blanche. Take you out on the town. Or whatever your name was. it was always implied that she was giving it up.
Yeah, though, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
All these songs, in a strange way, move me.
This is like Sex in the City is the prequel to this show.
You mean this is the prequel to Sex in the City? Oh, show me that smile.
This one is definitely the most heartstring pulling.
You know where near.
I love when they actually put photos of the actors in their real life.
As long as we got each other.
I don't like this kid. I never liked him.
It's me either. Something about him.
He
has that Jason Clark genetic gene that just makes me hate him. And I don't understand how he ended up on TV. At least that one kept it kind of short and concise.
Yeah. All these shows are about, like, either starting over or, they're also inspirational.
It's true. Which of these so far is your favorite show?
I don't know. I gotta say, it's hard to say because I like them all because I grew up with them.
Right.
But they are all crappy.
I think Full House so far is my favorite. I can't remember all the ones
we've
watched.
I can't get attached to Full House because I don't feel like we were that young when we...
I watched so much Full House, though.
I mean, we were young, but... I mean, this era here was like...
Oh, it cut off. Whatever. I love this show.
I love this theme. This is so funky.
Jamming on the one.
This is the best song.
I think. This show is
great. Because I would listen to this if we were on the radio.
That's true.
I wouldn't turn the channel.
I'll tell you what else. John Larroquette.
John Larroquette was a badass.
Yeah, he was. He just got so much poon.
Yeah.
Chris, I'm going to tell you an interesting fact that I don't know if you know.
What?
Well, I'll tell you.
Are you going to talk about all the dead bailiffs on this show?
No. I'll tell you it through,
I don't know. That and Growing Pains are the best show. Best songs.
No,
not Growing Pains, but Different Strokes.
This is my favorite one. I'm pretty sure this is my favorite theme song.
Oh, you know, at the time, I think this probably was my favorite of all these shows, in that I thought it was the funniest at the time. I don't know why I thought this show was so hilarious.
I love
hilarious.
This show, too.
Like, really, I would just, like, die laughing at this.
Nothing gonna change. Sometimes you just get a feeling like
you
need some
kind of change. You know, if you watch these now, you see what's so crappy about them, but you can also see what worked about them that you don't really realize.
Right.
Like, these guys were good together.
Yeah, but I didn't know
the
that
show
as a
kid. The show is really cheesy and stuff, but...
But they liked each other. I feel like the actors themselves had to have liked each other.
Yeah, like with Full House, you get that too.
Rise,
man, this is so unapologetically emotional.
It moves me. I swear, if I was in
the
right
mood... I don't understand
the
metaphor that he's standing tall on the wings of his dreams.
I don't know.
On the wings of them.
I already know you're...
Wait a minute.
Nothing will stop me now. I'm not kidding, Chris. That could move me to tears easily. I'm not. When they walk up the stairs right there,
man.
It could easily move
me. Because you know nothing...
If I was in the right mood... If I was in the right mood, thinking about my childhood,
all these
shows, and when I watch that, I could cry easily.
Before, it's like the lives of these characters before the show started was like shit was stopping them.
Mm-hmm.
Or they felt like things were about to stop them, but no.
No.
Nothing's going to stop them now.
Not even a spinning door?
No.
One of those.
Nothing's going to stop this alien from doing a jazz solo on a saxophone now.
Do you remember the animated show for Alf?
I remember that it existed, but I don't remember it.
We'll get into those ones later. But, okay, that show right there.
This one here. Click on this one.
Oh, yeah.
This is old. This is way back.
Face to face.
What a little homo.
Two of a kind. Together, we're gonna find out. I remember being really scared by this episode, I swear. When he was in, like, the graveyard or whatever.
Did they spell his name wrong in the credits? Just imagine the recording session for one of these.
I know. It sucks because it's a couple of, like, you know, long-term, like,
so real musicians, you know?
And they have
and
to
this is their payday.
Yeah. Man, I lost track of what I was going to tell you. I had a fact that I was going to tell you, and I don't know if you know this. Remember the Perfect Strangers theme song? Well, now listen to this theme song and see if you can tell me what links these two shows together. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think Ray Charles wrote this one.
Oh, shit!
Yeah, this is a good one.
To read any good news on the newspaper page, a love and tradition of the grand design.
Big Carl. This guy's never not played a cop in anything he's ever done.
Yeah. Well, then there must be some magic glue inside these gentle walls. Cause all I see is the power of dreams.
You know that the girl in this is a porn star now?
Really?
Yeah, the
young one.
Not the
right?
main one, yeah. Oh, this is a good song. That girl on the left. I'd watch her in a porno. Oh, I remember that kid. What happened to him?
Remember him, Waldo? I totally forgot about him. It's the bigger love of the family.
How did they find Urkel? I mean, did they just cast, like, here's a show about a family that lives next to this retarded kid. And then how did they... they got lucky. I mean, I'm not saying he's funny, but they got lucky to find a guy that would become, that would, like, take off like that.
Right. Well, now, can you tell me how Family Matters and Perfect Strangers are linked together, Chris? This is a very little-known trivia.
I really don't even know what you're asking me.
Family Matters is a spin-off of Perfect Strangers.
Is it?
Yep. Harriet was in Perfect Strangers.
Really?
Yeah. It's
I didn't
a
know
spin-off.
That.
Isn't that bizarre?
That's hella weird. There's lots of...
Well, Frasier is like a spin-off of... That's probably the most famous one, right? Frasier is a spin-off of...
Yeah.
Of Cheers. But
there's been a few others. The Jeffersons.
Yeah. Was that a spin-off?
It was a spin-off.
Of what?
Of, what's that show? It was really old. I can't remember what it was called. I think it was the one with Archie Bunker.
I don't even know what show that is. I don't know that much about old
TV. I don't either.
Doesn't it seem like the Family Matters and Full House songs are very similar in the way they sound?
Yeah.
I always mix them up, but I feel like they may have been sung by the same person.
I got one.
Wait.
Enough here.
I have another good one.
Alright. You know what one I like the most, but it's not at all funny?
What's that?
But it makes me feel good. Makes me feel good to hear it. Is, well, I'll tell you later. Maybe we'll hear it. Oh, man. You know, I never liked this show.
Me either. I thought it was horrible, and there's no one even attractive on it.
You didn't like Blair?
She's all right.
Did you see the blonde? You didn't like, Charlotte Ray? That girl's so hot. You don't think she's good looking?
Son of a... I never liked blonde girls. I don't know.
Uh-huh. She kind of got good looking when she grew up. Not her.
Mindy Kaling.
I wonder where she's at.
I do wonder.
I wonder if she's in a Rascal scooter now for life. She is, like, kind of cute when she's younger, but then she gets a little too dykey later on.
You're learning the facts of life. What was the one you were thinking of?
I like the lesbian hinting.
What was the one you were thinking of?
Oh, that one's
that
not
one's
funny.
Make you feel good.
That one's not funny. All right, we'll try it anyway.
I don't know that I ever watched this show.
Just the song is so easy going, easy listening.
Seriously. Wow, this a show would never have this intro. But see, it doesn't exactly fit the show. But I like stuff when stuff does something
yeah.
like this.
Yeah,
when
totally it, doesn't fit.
When
the
it
show
doesn't match, I don't know why I like that. It lets you feel that there's something deeper going on, even though there's not.
At least this is just music and not somebody singing some jackass stuff about not turning back now and wings of an angel.
Yeah, I like that. Dreams. I miss that. I wish shows tried that hard now. I really do. Now, this may be the greatest theme song. Don't look, Chris. I want you to cover your eyes. This may be the greatest theme song ever that just makes you feel good. I feel like you forgot about this when you talked about feel-good songs.
I haven't seen this in a long time.
It's so...
How old is this? Is this...
I don't know.
I never got how he could dive into a pool of gold coins.
Yeah, I feel like that would hurt more.
Yeah,
than
he just went right in, too. Anybody watching this is going to be, like, mad that we missed one. Or mad that we put all these in.
What do you mean?
I mean, there's going to be some that we forgot, I know.
Yeah, well, we got the good ones.
I got one that you haven't put in yet. This one's, Reddit.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
This is from, like, the, Full House era.
God, this was a... This show was... Some of the shows they cared about, some were just thrown together to make money.
This is definitely on par with the...
I swore this is the same guy that sings
yeah.
Full House and Family Matters.
There's one guy that's writing all these songs.
No, he sings Family Matters, too. Listen to the voice.
This is a bad recording. Patrick Duffy's awesome. I think she's kind of hot in this. I don't think she was hot when she was younger, though. She's like the only woman that got hotter as she got older. There's that girl from My Hootie Two Dads. Still hot.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Cat.
Then this is an advertisement for Six Flags. What did you think was going to happen, shithead?
You stand on the bridge.
I don't know what her place is in the show.
That guy is the same... I swear, hang on. Listen to his voice.
Day by day. It's all the same style.
No,
though.
It's the same exact guy. I don't care what you say. Listen to the voice.
Okay, Family Matters again. Let's see.
Listen to the voice.
I get lost at that little piano part. It's a rare condition this day and age. I don't know. It's similar. Yeah, that's pretty close.
Listen. Grand design, some people say
it's even harder to find. Okay, stop it. Stop it now.
All right. Now listen to this.
So you think he did Full House, Family Matters, and Step by Step?
Yeah, I really do.
All TGIF lineup shows.
I'm serious. Listen to the voice.
Man, I watched too much TV when I was a kid, I think.
Listen to his voice.
Oh, yeah.
That's the exact same. I never knew that.
Wait a second. Is this a man or a woman?
It's a man.
Sometimes it sounds like a woman. Like a gruff.
Listen to this. That's the same freaking guy. I swear to God.
Yeah, that does sound. Look at every step-by-step intro. It's bad.
It's the same guy.
You know what? I bet he, like, wrote a bunch of songs and then they just, like, threw them to a sitcom, you know?
Well, I don't know. This is called Step-by-Step.
I know, but he wrote, like, the bulk of the message, the meaning, the verses.
That guy
They're all the same song.
I know, it really is all the same song, but I never noticed that they were the exact same guy singing all three. That is the same guy.
That does sound like the same guy.
Especially when he goes high.
And they're all the same era, and they're all the same network.
Yeah, wow. I never knew that.
That guy must be filthy rich.
You know who else... this guy did like 70% of the theme songs from the 70s. I don't know if you know this, but this is one from the 80s, but he pretty much wrote all of them. And you can tell why, from his voice.
Man, could they have tried less?
No kidding. They just put...
Some fucking kid wrote this on a playground.
And look.
It's a Mario!
It's just this fat guy in a horrible, horribly, horrible costume. Not even a good Halloween costume.
He's jogging in place.
And he's jogging in place and dancing. And they put it up against the back. Like,
he doesn't look anything like Mario.
Let me ask you this, Chris. Do you remember...
Yeah.
Do you remember this? Do you remember this?
Yeah. Cereal system? My favorite was Duck Hunt, the cereal.
Duck Hunt. It was just duck meat for program. It was duck jerky and milk.
And gunpowder.
That's not the one I remember, though. There was a different one. It went, Nintendo, it's a cereal now. Nintendo, it's a cereal. Wow! And there's a kid going, we're getting off theme songs, though.
Wait a minute. I have one. But hang on.
I have a good... I don't know if you remember this. It's Alf, the animated series, but I don't know if you remember.
I don't remember this.
I remember the words. Out of space, cause there ain't no one like you in the Rocky race. How come Alf always has a saxophone?
I've never seen this before.
I used to watch this as a kid.
Let's get back to the basics.
Like the sitcoms. Oh, I got another one. This isn't exactly a sitcom, but this is a good show.
This is a great one. One of the best ever. Oh wow, man, I love this. Did you like this show?
Oh yeah. God, they seem like the coolest guys.
I never understood the show, and I still don't.
Wow.
Why did the outhouse explode? With an arrow shot.
Someone must have been.
This is the best song ever. Oh man, she's hot. I loved her.
She's happy that she stole a cop car.
The original Uncle Jesse. Cooter. Man, there's so many good songs. I don't know.
Don't look at the top while I'm typing.
All right. Fighting the system like a true modern day Robin Hood. that's a great song.
That is one of the best.
It might be the best. I don't know. We'll have to vote at the end.
This is a pretty good one.
Oh, this is a great one. A commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stop. And
they
never
promptly escaped.
Today, still wanted by the government, they survived. And they never shoot anyone. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team. I was so scared of Mr. T. I mean, I respected him, but I was frightened. Look at their clever disguises.
I know. These themes are just great.
Hey, I've got a good one. All right, you don't look now.
Wait,
okay.
I'm going to put one in between.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you can type it in, though.
This one's just funny.
I can't see. I have it blocked.
Wait. I don't look.
I'm not looking. This song's great, though. It's so, like, felt when she sings it.
She really loves Charles, you believe it.
Yeah. I didn't watch this show almost ever.
I don't get how they... It just seems like really weird. They
worship
Charles.
The casting for these shows seems so horrible, though.
Why is Charles so great? Why is he in charge of all their days and nights? This one seems most cult-like.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, this one I just think is funny. Don't look, don't look.
All right. Am I going to recognize it if I just hear it? Oh, yeah! Oh,
look,
no!
Look at him. Watch him. He's such a badass.
You don't look now. Close your eyes.
I know where you're going after this.
I got two, actually.
What's with all these, like, old guys who used to be in sitcoms becoming, like, detectives or...
I don't know.
Serious dramatic roles in their later years?
Chris.
This is so serious. So
you have a crime that needs solving. Who are you going to go to? Matlock or... what's the lady's name from Mystery...
What, Angela Fletcher?
Yeah.
Angela Felcher.
What's the show called?
Murder, She Wrote.
Murder, She Wrote.
Or another good one is Diagnosis Murder.
No, okay. Don't look now, though.
I love this end. Wait.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm not
this looking. Might be the best one of
I
all
think I
time.
Know where you're going.
Oh, man.
I almost went there, too.
I think this is the greatest one ever.
Wow.
This is what you're thinking of, right?
Yeah. Man.
Man.
I can feel it. How many times did they do this over? Like, no, more. I want more.
Man, this guy was
This is the
it.
Middle of the night, and he's giving
this
all
is,
he's got.
This guy, this is the
this
best.
This is the heat
this
of the night.
This is my vote for the best. Hold on! Right! This is great.
This is a good song.
Man, that's really good. That's number one. That's my vote.
They should give out Emmys for best theme songs.
Chris, what? I'm serious about the cover band thing. We just get Shoddy and Jamie to learn, like, we'll pick our favorite songs. We'll get them to learn, like, 10 songs, and we'll go do concerts of just theme songs. I would want to go see a band that did that.
I heard a Dukes of Hazzard in concert.
Really? Who played that?
Just some guy.
What does that mean in concert then?
I didn't see the Duke boys up on stage in concert. I meant that I heard somebody play the theme song.
Yeah, that's what I mean, but who? Like,
I don't know. It was just some guy. I mean, it was some opening act.
All right, Chris, I got another one. This one's a good one, too. This is a really, really old one. This was still funky.
This goes way back. Ooh, I hate that.
Chris. They have the orangutan in the oh, God.
How did I manage John to halfway fall off a fence?
John Ritter gets way too much credit. I don't care what anyone says.
Oh, this has got to be the most annoying one.
This was filmed at the L.A. Zoo, by the way. Because I've been there recently.
I think this is set in San Diego, though.
If you were,
so this is the L.A. Zoo pretending to be the San Diego Zoo.
If you were...
That's an L.A. line pretending to be a San Diego.
Don Knotts is great.
Love Don Knotts.
When they showed the monkey at the beginning, what would have happened if you were watching this with your dad?
Huh. He would have told me I was famous. Why does Don Knotts just recently died, and this show was in the 70s, but he looked like he was 90 years old.
No kidding. Do you have any other ones, Christopher? Ooh, I have a good one, too, actually.
God, I hate this. This is the stupidest fucking show.
I love this show. I love to look at your face. You hate it.
This is awful.
This is great. Just a darling. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue. The chores. The stars.
Why is he wearing a suit while he's doing a...
It's a good question. They don't let the characters sing the theme songs anymore. Wow.
I think we have a new sponsor. Alright, if we're going to go way back here, I want to look up one now. A really old one.
Go ahead. Oh, I don't even think I ever watched this show.
You've never seen this?
I feel like we should cut this off and do an old-timey one. You know, like a Nick at Night version or something like that?
Yeah, we could do that. I think we've exercised the 80s pretty well.
80s and early 90s.
Right.
Well, let's just do that. We'll cut this one off now, and this is what we call a teaser. Now, the Chris and Danny podcast fans...
This has been the longest episode in the history of the podcast.
Like 40 minutes. That way the Chris and Danny podcast fans all have something to look forward to. The Nick at Night podcast theme song.
That sounds incredible. I can't wait.
All right. Well, we'll see you next time, Christopher.
See you next time. Ship ahoy.
Ship ahoy.
feel